Google on Tuesday unveiled new features and updates to Google Assistant. So, I mean, this is great. It's trying to make my life easier, but some of it is a little wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is pretty, not a big deal. Google added 6 new voices to Google Assistant, both men's and women's tones. So that's cool. I'll go with that. They added a new feature called Continued Conversation, which allows your Google Home to keep listening for follow-up questions, which means you don't have to say, hey, Google, or okay, Google, before each follow-up question.
That's really cool, but how soon until the NSA?
I know. I just activated everyone's phones. Hey, Google. Sorry. It's fun to do on the radio.
Hey, Google. Play WWIB.
We're bad people. You can also ask a Google Assistant for multiple things at once. So you can say, what's the weather like in New York and San Francisco? And it'll be able to process both requests. Okay.
Man, when my wife asks me to do multiple things at once, it's just kind of like, can you write at least one of those down? I'll probably forget the first one.
It will also now listen for good manners. There's a new mode called
Mother
Pretty
Mode.
Please. Yep, it's called Pretty Please. And we'll provide positive reinforcement when it hears the word please.
Yes,
if you're polite, it will reply with a phrase like, thanks for asking so nicely.
I like that.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting, too. You can create customized routines for Google Assistant. They added preset routines earlier this year, but now you can customize your own routine. So when you say something like, hey, Google, dinner is ready, the assistant can turn off the TV and dim the lights.
Nice.
Boom, done.
So
can
you say like, hey, Google, bedtime, and it turns off the Wi-Fi?
That would be wonderful. Except for without Wi-Fi, it wouldn't work. It would be turning itself off, which gets into that whole wait.
Okay.
Can it turn itself off?
And I don't know. Will it ever turn itself off?
Then you get into the whole sentient being.
Has it become self-aware?
Stuff. Yes.
So.
Oh, creepy. Also, Google Assistant will now live inside of Google Maps. You'll be able to ask Assistant to send text, play music, and get information without having to leave the Google Maps navigation screen. Huh. Instead, Assistant will just be built into the bottom of the app.
Interesting.
Some cool stuff, some creepy stuff. So there it is.
As is typically the case with technology.
Right.
So.
Right.
So I don't know exactly how to start here because it's...
Don't get emotional, Caleb.
It's kind of like, you know, Wendy's growing up and leaving the nursery. So you can see this on Facebook as well, but this is Hillary's last day on the morning show.
It is. It is my last day.
So this is tough, but we wanted to let you guys know as well. So, you know, you're not...
In the loop and not left
in the dark.
Wondering.
So, yeah. So, goodness. It's been, what, 2.5 years, like, for us,
well,
right?
Well, it's been two and a half years that I've been on the morning show. I did Sundays for a couple of years before that.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I volunteered here at the station and did on-air stuff.
I mean, because it's been, what, 4 or 5 years?
It's been seven years that I've been affiliated with the station in one way or another.
Goodness.
Be it as a volunteer or a paid employee. Yeah, 7 years.
So it's been even longer. So
yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So we had a lot of, you know, a lot of different memories and stuff. And I was trying to think this morning, I was like, man, is there one thing that really sticks out? And honestly, what I was coming back to is when we almost died at Sunshine. Because, you remember, like, the great storm, the great Sunshine storm 2016.
How could I ever forget the storm?
And then
at
the plague
Sunshine.
Of frogs.
Oh, the plague
as
of frogs.
Well.
Caleb rescued me from the frogs.
But I was just remembering, it's like, you know, so we're like taking our show on the road 90 minutes away. You know, we're out of our normal elements and all of that. And then we're like camping, and you had your camper.
I had my camper, no family, not tent. Even a vehicle with me. I didn't even have a car.
Yeah. And I didn't have
in a tent.
I didn't have the station vehicle because we'd parked it down by where we were going to do the morning show.
Yeah,
for like,
no.
You know.
And then we almost died.
Yeah, because then the story, because we're like on the Great Plains there.
Okay, so let me just tell
Somerset.
The story. So
yeah.
I'm camping alone in this camper, and it's kind of like the first time I've been camping in this camper because it was new to us.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sleeping the greatest, but I was okay. We're okay. And it was hot. It was like 90-some degrees at night. I got the air conditioning running. I finally fell asleep. And before I fell asleep, I looked at my phone and looked at the weather. No, okay, we're not expecting any storms or anything like that. We're cool. We're good. At, what was it, like 4:23 a.m. or something like that?
Something like that.
A wall of wind hit my camper, and I went bolt upright in bed as... Everything just started to blow, and I thought, I have to get my awning down.
It came and up, I'm surprised you had that presence of mind. Like, that was smart.
I ran outside to get my awning down, and as I reached for the pole, the whole thing went, whew.
Yeah.
And I almost died because the poles were going everywhere, and it lifted off and went up and over my camper. The only thing to shelter in was my camper that was obviously not a good shelter because this is a pop-up camper.
It's like this whole, like, these thoughts are running through your mind. It's like, sunshine, come sing about Jesus. Yeah. You might even get the chance
to meet him. Yeah. The only other thing I could think of was the porta potty just down the way. And so I call Caleb on my cell phone because I thought I have to call my husband. But no, he's an hour and a half away.
Yeah, what's he gonna do?
So I call Caleb because I thought maybe he knew where I could shelter at least. And I'm like, he answers. I'm like, Caleb, my audio. Blah, 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 blah.
And
he's like, well, I'm holding my tent up right now. I kind of don't know. Yeah.
I was Samsoning my tent.
A doofus.
I was trying to keep it from collapsing in on me.
So, and I didn't have a car to get into to drive.
Yeah.
There were straight line winds. It was terrifying. I didn't have a car to get into to drive to shelter. So I'm like, okay, friends, I'm at a Christian music concert. These have got to be good people. I'm going to have faith. I ran out of my camper into this frightening wind and things flying through the air. And I looked across from where I was, and there is like an RV that drives itself.
Yeah.
And it's all lit up. And I
ran to the light,
knocked on the door, met the most lovely people. Becky and I are still friends on Facebook.
That's awesome.
It is. And I knocked on the door, and this guy like opens up the door, and I'm like, I'm camping alone. And he's like, come in. It's okay. Yeah. And they had weather radar and all of this stuff. And it was cool because they had a more substantial thing, and we were just monitoring it. And they're like, worst case scenario, we just like drive into town. I'm like, amen. It was terrifying. That was not the only storm that went through. Later at the festival, we got to shelter in restrooms together, too, with my family and husband. It was...
And later on, there were frogs in the porta potties.
there were frogs everywhere.
Like, is this Egypt and who's Pharaoh here hardening his heart because something is going on?
Oh, my goodness. Walking through the camping areas the day after that situation.
This isn't just like rain pelting. This was
the dumpsters were filled with tents and awnings and everything under the sun. And people, like, tied stuff together and duct taped it together just to get through the festival. It was... Yeah, you're right. That's one of my favorite memories from here at WWIP, when I almost died.
In that storm, you and me both, friend, we were not having a good time. And yet we can look on that
going back
and it's like, wow. And you can laugh about it now. It was terrifying. It was not fun at the time. It was not fun at the time.
I still have pictures of my Fitbit reading because it was like I was sleeping and my heart rate was like, because I have a slow heart rate, it was like 42. And then suddenly, pa-ching, it was like 104. It was good times.
Oh,
friend.
Man. So, anyway, so
good
I was just,
times.
I was like. And again, if you're just joining us, this is Hillary's last day on the morning show. And we're going to miss you terribly. And I was like, I want to celebrate what you have brought to this station. That was one of those times where I was just like, at the time in that storm, it's like, man. This is not ideal. And yet at the same time, it's like one of the things, I'm never going to forget that experience that we had together.
Can I say we put on like the best morning show ever the morning after talking about our
Because we were so glad
experiences.
To be alive.
Absolutely. Still am. Thanks. It's my last day. Hey, thank you all so much because it's been awesome.
You'll always be a family too. The family that almost dies together. So.
Well, I had something all funny prepared, but then Michelle comes waltzing into the studio and she's like, I'm going on the air. And I'm like, you don't mess with the traffic manager.
You don't.
Right. So the floor is yours, Michelle. Apparently she has something to share.
Okay. Well, the traffic manager is always the last to know. You know, we say that all the time. And now this is your last day. So, Caleb, you'll have to make eye contact with me because I don't think I can look at Hillary right now.
Right, so.
Really.
I'll hold up my notebook.
I don't even know what I wanted to say, really.
Honestly.
But thank you for your service. I'm looking at Caleb.
Yeah,
say this.
Well, here's the thing. You say you don't know what you wanted to say before coming on the air. half the time we didn't either.
Oh, we didn't either. That's how the show
would never have known that.
So. Yeah, 30 seconds, and I'm like, I'm not sure.
But you guys do it so well and have done it so well over the years. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep, and you have the best personality in all of Wisconsin for sure.
Oh,
maybe even neighboring states. So
your show is going to be very missed.
Oh,
very.
Thank
missed.
You.
And when I'm off air here, maybe, you know, I'd be glad to take calls for you if anybody wants to call in. Actually, what's the number? Maybe they can call and just leave a message.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's our voicemail line at 715-396-1670. You're welcome to leave a memory
So,
oh, gracious people.
That would be awesome. Please do that. Call. Yeah.
Yeah, then we can send you on your way with some of your favorite Hillary memories.
Right.
You guys are too much. You guys are too much.
Hillary, we are family. I mean, like, we share
things. We share sunscreen.
Sunscreen. You remember when you went on the 100-mile bike ride?
I do.
And this sweaty person that I stopped to see.
It was
sunscreen.
So I'm biking 100 miles. She met up with me at like mile 80 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of
so
sweat.
So by this time, I was like disgusting. I had fallen off my bike a couple of times. There was dirt and there was sweat and some tears, not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I get to the stop and here's Michelle. I'm like, dude. Can you please put sunscreen on my back? And she's just, sure, I can do that. And I'm like, I'm disgusting. And she's putting sunscreen on me. I returned the favor at the marathon. I slapped sunscreen on your arms because we're friends like that. Yeah. We're more than
we're family.
Co-workers.
That's what family does, you know?
Yep. So this isn't like a forever thing, you know, because people need vacations, and so I could see that you pop in once in a while because it's more like a life sentence, you know. Everybody always comes back to help out some way or another, right?
Way to put me on the spot, Michelle.
I think there are some young ladies in Altoona who are like, we want to keep our mom our mom
keep our mom our mom for a while. We're going to have such a fantastic summer.
You are going to have a fantastic summer. It is going to be so fun hanging out with those kids and your niece. And
I know.
Going on fun trips. And please tell me about them.
I absolutely will.
While we're here in the office, at least we'll have air conditioning, but let us know what adventures you're up to. Well, at least live vicariously through your summer adventures.
And so your story was?
My story was what?
Didn't you have a story?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it.
Give us 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll come back
Keep
to it.
Keep them coming
it's
back.
It's kind of like, just things
That's
are hunky dory.
That's how the morning show goes.
Yeah. Sometimes we do things. Sometimes we're like,
swing it.
Didn't work out. So.
That's all good. I'm not so sure about this. You know, I enjoy different odd foods. I find them fun and exciting. I think one of the greatest joys of life is trying new exciting foods or unique foods when I travel. I love trying different regional or ethnic foods. However,
not sure what region this
would fall under. Pickle ice cream is now a reality. Just in time for summer. Yay!
Okay.
Pickle flavored ice cream is
made
Instagram
with bits of real
famous.
Pickles.
Yeah,
swirled
it
in.
It looks
with
like
the brine.
I know it looks like a soft serve kind of thing. So I would hope there aren't chunks of actual pickles in it.
Here's my query for you: would you actually try this?
I would try it.
Not like buy it necessarily, but try it.
I would try it. Yeah.
Just out of morbid curiosity.
Right. I would try it, and I think it would be okay. The New York Times compared the dessert to cucumber frozen yogurt. To me, cucumber frozen yogurt sounds delicious, refreshing, and light.
Cucumber water is delicious.
Right. Pickle juice, however, not something
it's
I enjoy drinking.
Yeah. Quite a bit different.
Why? Why have we come so far? Why have we done this? I don't understand. There's pickle ice pops and pickles.
Don't forget tropicals made with fruit punch.
Slushes, pickle juice slush. And I don't understand the craze.
I mean, I know there are some people who consider pickle juice like refreshing in the summer.
No.
I don't.
If you think pickle juice is refreshing in the summer, maybe you're not getting enough sodium in your diet and need to balance out your electrolytes. Because that's the kind of thing you crave. But no. To each their own. Happy for you if you're excited about this.
Is this targeting pregnant women?
Maybe. I don't know. It's not targeting me. That's what I do know.
I probably will avoid that and just buy something else.
Me as well.
I don't even know what toppings you would put on that.
They show it with a pickle slice garnish.
Okay. Doubling down on the pickles then.
No.
If you ever try it.
Let us know.
Yeah. Hopefully it works out all right for you. WWIB Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Jordan Smith, stand in the light. 8:59, 62 degrees. Final day of mornings with Caleb and Hillary here today as Hillary's departing. And I know you requested ending with that song, too. Thank you for being a light here. If we go too much longer, I think we're going to both break down.
So. I think that song just says it all. Just be who you are and embrace who you are and do smile every day and laugh every day. And it has been my sincerest joy to be with you all every morning.
Thank you, Hillary. Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.